Welcome into Before We Go, our last look at the Vikings game. First look ahead to the Houston Texans this Sunday. J.P. Shadrick, Brian Sexton, John Osier. We start off with the Jaguars quarterback, Blake Bortles. You know, the touchdown throw last week to Brian Walters, one of the best throws we've seen from him in a while. How does he duplicate that down the stretch? Why can't we see that more?
Well, I think that's the million-dollar question is, and that's why I think he's going to be the guy for the last three games. I think it's a good chance he's the guy moving forward because there is that. And not every quarterback has those moments, and he has them. How does he get him going forward? I don't know that you're going to see that many more this season, Brian, because it's been sporadic at best so far. How does he get it going forward? He gets back in the offseason, gets reset, I guess, gets mechanics reset, and you hope that you can start seeing that consistently. And the whole package comes together. But I don't anticipate it the rest of the season because it has been sporadic.
Well, we saw it twice in the last 3 weeks. I mean, we saw it in Buffalo, the throw to Marquise Lee on the goal line also. When I watched it, and I was in the end zone watching it, I went, wow. I mean, it really caught my attention, which is why we're talking about it today.
That's why you went, wow.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Right. Wow. And look, I more so than anyone in this room have been critical of him saying it's time to put Henny in and move on. When I saw that throw, I went, okay. If you've got that ability, now how do you get it out? It's more attention to detail. It's grinding. It is incessant, compulsive focus on mechanics in the offseason. Now, will he do that? Can he do that? Well, if I had $100 million sitting on the table waiting for me to claim it like a quarterback in this league does, man, that's all you'd get from me. So the answer is, yeah, we can see it again, but only if he puts that as the only thing on his to-do list in the offseason. The only thing.
And I'd not be shocked if that's not the case.
Yep. Not go to Ireland, not go to Australia, go to San Diego, go to Jack's Beach or Bishop Kenny or wherever he's working out, and just do that.
Another big issue in last week's game, special teams. How did the Jaguars get the special back in the special teams?
Start cutting people. To be honest with you, the bottom of the roster generally fills out your special teams, and I go find different players every week if I have to. Every single week. They did it around here back in 2003. Neither one of you guys were here. They gave up 300 yards on opening day in Carolina, and they went and signed D. Cooper and a guy named Sunshine, right? And they brought them in, and special teams improved. Go find them. Cut, cut, cut until you find guys that can do what they're asked to do.
I'm not averse to that. I don't think realistically that's going to happen with three games left in the season.
This is roster churning time. This is when you generally do that.
Yeah, but do you really think it's going to happen?
No, but I think it should.
Sure. And, you know, barring that, I don't know. Because 8 games in a row now, you've had a significant error on special teams. I've never seen a streak like it, so you ought to defer to Brian. That's fine with me.
Sunshine's name was Nick Sorensen, by the way, and he's a special teams coach now in this league. He's an assistant special teams coach. So you go find those guys. They're around. They won't be here forever, but there are guys who can cover kicks better than some of the guys on the roster.
All right, guys, 3 games to go. We know the Marquise Lee story this year, a breakout season for him. He's been on the field healthy. That's great. But who else over the last 3 games could we expect? Maybe an under-the-radar guy to step out and break out.
Well, it's tough because I get a lot of emails, Brian, this time of year, of why don't they play the backup guys? Well, there's not that many guys in the NFL to play backup roles because you're limited to 53 players. I think Miles Jack has a chance. I guess I would go with Neil Sterling. He has shown some things. He has probably been as effective a receiving tight end over the last 6 weeks as anybody on the roster. You're starting to see, I hesitate to say star quality, but production quality out of him. I would like to see him look like a guy they can rely on in these last 3 games.
I'll say Miles. And people say, Miles, I mean, how could that be a breakout guy, second-round pick? Well, Lee was a second-round pick. And now in his 3rd year, he's really exploded. I like Jack's approach. I talk to him almost every week in the locker room. I love his speed, and he's learning to play this defense. And so I wouldn't be surprised at all if that speed turns into some plays over the final few weeks. He didn't have to make many, just 2 or 3 here or there over the final 3 games will be all I need to see.
Credit him for taking the right attitude this season, too, because he probably could have played more and has done it right so far. So I'd be surprised if he's not really, really good.
For a star player, definitely under the radar.
Yeah, we'll see what happens down the stretch with him getting on the field a little bit more, maybe this week against the Houston Texans. And that's it for Before We Go.